the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the concept of supplication. We counted different points and different categories for supplication. But the point we were discussing in the previous episode specifically was about supplication not being in words only. So we said, and we concluded that supplication is a truth way beyond the spiritless words. So supplication possesses a kind of particular spirit, which is the exact relation between the supplicant and the Lord. So as a conclusion, the previous discussions show that if your tongue gets involved in supplication, but your heart does not, it means that a real supplication has not occurred. This may also show that there is a separation between the tongue in our mouths and the tongue of our hearts. That is to say, the tongue of our mouths asks for something which is denied by the tongue of our hearts. For instance, a father might engage in a supplication, for example, let's say praying for his son, to be guided in the right path. But at the same time, this father performs some actions that may lead to this son's destruction. For example, inappropriate associations or causing unsuitable conditions to the family, etc. This means that the two tongues of this father, the tongue of the heart and the tongue of the mouth, are not in coherence with each other. It is evident that this father's real intention is not his son's prosperity, because unless the heart's attention precedes that of our tongues, literal supplication is of no use. And that's the point. Literal supplication, supplication by words, is of no use, because supplication is way beyond the spiritless words. This is just like a sick man who wishes for his healing, but he does not take the necessary medicines. It is clearly evident that he forgets what his Lord says. The very Lord that calls us and says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," call unto me and I will answer you, is the very same Lord who recommends us to use the necessary precautions, to use the necessary intermediaries for us in this world. In such cases, no doubt, supplication is not influential.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too, it's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, regarding what we were saying in the beginning of this episode, there is a statement from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who tells Imam Hassan alayhi salam, "Al-'atiyyatu 'ala qadri an-niyyah," that the gift of Allah will be as much as one's intention. And this intention is not words, it's not limited to words only. This means the one who has intended for something will keep on continuing for doing something. لا يقبل الله دعاء قلب له, because Allah will not respond to the supplication of a heedless heart. In Tafsir al-Mizan, concerning this tradition, we read, "The secret behind not responding to this supplication lies in the fact that it was not genuine and sincere." So the point that we can understand sincerity from when the supplicant is trying to supplicate, when the supplicant is trying to establish connection with the Almighty Allah, is that intention. Whether he wants to go on, continue doing whatever he is asking the Almighty Allah, or whether he stops. And the real kind of supplication is the one that encourages us to keep on trying, to keep on moving. Dear listeners, there is one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that needs research regarding the concept of supplication. This verse says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. I answer the prayer of the supplicants when he calls me, so they should answer my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right path. This verse, dear listeners, is delicately referring to a number of delicate issues concerning supplication. And we will have a look at the words of Tafsir al-Mizan. The author of Al-Mizan believes that this verse has used different techniques of supplication in the simplest and most beautiful style, most elegant way. We will, God willing, have a look at different points regarding this very verse later on. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Hello.